WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week we celebrate the life of Four Tops member Obie Benson. We'll track the Tops' history and trace Obie's connection to one of the greatest R&B songs of all time. That's all ahead on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
The Four Tops' Motown career paralleled the WKNR era. They were personal friends with Keener's Scott Regan, and Duke, Lawrence, Levi, and Obie were regular visitors to 15001 Michigan Avenue. Like so many groups who've been able to enjoy long show business careers, each member brought something special to the union, and in addition to providing a reassuring bass line to the quartet, Ronaldo Obie Benson was the choreographer. Benson attended Detroit Cass Technical High School with Lawrence Payton, and in 1954, the pair attended a birthday party where they connected with Detroit Northern High students Levi Stubbs and Abdul Duke Fakir. After some impromptu harmonizing, the group felt the chemistry, and the next day, they began singing together in earnest. They called themselves the Four Ames. Payton's cousin, Raquel Billy Davis, was a sometimes fifth Ame. The man who would become Berry Gordy's musical collaborator played an instrumental role in getting the group signed with Chess Records. With a recording deal in hand, the group decided that their name might be confused with the Ames Brothers, and the Four Ames became the Four Tops. It turned out that Chess Records was more interested in Davis's songwriting talents than in the harmonies of the four young men from Detroit, and their one and only single on the label, Kiss Me Baby, never charted. But some Southern DJs found favor with The Flip Side, and Could It Be You became an underground favorite.
I'm looking, trying my best to find some little girl who will share this love of mine. Could it be you, Mary Lou? Could it be you, Susan May? Could it be you, Lucille? Could it be you, Maybelline? Could it be you, honey child, who will share this love of mine? She must be willing and able to love me right in the middle of the day and all time tonight. She must love me long, love me strong, until my heart beats the tune like a bell ding dong. Could it be you who will share this love of mine? Every minute of the hour, and every hour of the day, and every day of the week, and every week of the month, and every month of the year. And baby, look here, I need your love year after year. Could it be you, Dolores? Could it be you? Could it be you, Gloria? Could it be you? Shakira, could it be you? Could it be you, Kalita? Could it be you? You are the child who will share this love of mine.
Four Tops on Chess Records in 1956. After brief stops at Red Top and Riverside Records, John Hammond signed the Tops with Columbia. And soon, Ain't That Love appeared.
I'd chop a forest down if I could be a man. Say, I'd swim a river wide just to hold your hand. I'd jump a mountain high to be by your side. Now, honey,
ain't that
love? You know it,
baby.
And watch out.
Watch out. Ain't that love?
Now, pretty baby, say, I can't think of nothing that I wouldn't do. Now, if you said you wanted me to, say, even if it meant losing my life. Now, honey,
ain't that
I've tried to prove it. And you'd better.
Watch out.
Yeah, now listen, baby, closely. When you say that you're depending on me, I feel as strong as a big old tree. And you know it for a natural fact. Hey, with a tooth and a claw, I'd fight a lion back. Pretty baby, I can't think of nothing that I wouldn't do. Now, if you said you wanted me to, say, even if it meant losing my life, now, honey,
ain't that
it's real gone on, and you'd better, now listen closely now. Lying back. Hey! Oh, lovely baby. See, I can't think of nothing that I wouldn't do. Now, if you said you wanted me to, now, even if it meant losing my life, now, honey,
ain't that love?
I tried to prove it to you. You should know by now that it's real
love.
Yeah, now look out.
Watch out. Ain't that love?
It's getting good now.
Watch out.
Yeah, it's getting better now.
Watch out.
Now listen closely now.
Watch out.
Hey, hey.
Like its predecessor, Ain't That Love didn't generate much interest. But the group was determined to succeed. And in 1964, they were able to attract Motown's attention. Berry Gordy combined the Tops harmonies with the Holland Dozier Holland Hit Machine. And in August, the four Tops had their first top five Keener smash.
Baby, I need your love.
to see me smile, won't you know? Everything's got a whole lot of worth. Any smile that you might see, it has all been rehearsed. Darling, I can't go on without you. Listen to this moment.
Baby, I Need Your Lovin' went to number 2 on the WKNR Music Guide in August of 1964. As you can tell, a significant part of the group's allure was their electrifying live performance, and their elegant choreography was a product of Obie Benson's imagination.
WKNR Music, Keener 13.
In 1965, the Four Tops became one of Keener's most requested acts. And when it came time to chart the top tunes of the year, the Tops were on the top of the heap. Help Myself was the number one song on Keener for 1965. But the Four Tops range went well beyond up-tempo recordings. Detroit News columnist Susan Whitehall shares her personal favorite. She says that from the perspective of a kid growing up in the 60s, Just Ask the Lonely seemed to be about everything in life we didn't yet know about and made it seem amazingly adult and alluring, yet painful.
Just ask the lonely.
feel that you can make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love you can never regain.
Just ask the lonely,
the young and foolish laugh at love so running away. Confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. But ask the lonely how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return.
Just ask the
story too hard to believe. They'll tell you the loneliest one is me.
Just ask
me. Ask me. I'm the loneliest one you'll see.
Few lead singers could evoke emotion like Levi Stubbs. And with the Andantes in the background, that's Just Ask the Lonely, which was the Top's first Top 5 on Keener in February of 1965.
WKNR Keener 13.
Standing in the shadows of love.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery my only company. It may come today and it might come tomorrow. For sure, I ain't got nothing but sorrow. Now don't your conscience kind of bother you? How can you watch me cry after all I've done for you? Now hold on a minute. Gave you all the love I had and I didn't. When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high.
Shadows of love.
The Four Tops on the Keener Podcast with a tune that was in many Detroit area Christmas stockings in December of 1966. There are so many Four Tops favorites we could feature, but since time limits us to just a few more, let's hear a couple that don't typically make the power rotation on your local oldie station.
All through this song and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
She don't love,
saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking.
Appeared at least 30 times, recorded by everyone from Barbra Streisand to the Albino Gorillas. But nobody did it better than the Four Tops. Before we go, let's hear another live performance. You know the studio version, but I'll bet you'll be off to iTunes to add this Funk Brothers rendition to your iPod playlist.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, and just happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is crumbling down. Darling,
reach out.
Come on, girl, reach out for me.
Reach out.
Reach out for me.
Ha!
the film Standing in the Shadows of Motown. Those are the Funk Brothers with Reach Out and I'll Be There. And now, in honor of Obie Benson, we're up to the smash hit that he couldn't convince the Four Tops to record. Obie witnessed an incident between police and protesters in an abandoned lot that had been christened the People's Park. With lyricist Al Cleveland, he wrote a song about it. And after the Tops rejected it as being too controversial, he took it to folk artist Joan Baez, who also turned it down. But Obie was persistent, and he began to badger Marvin Gaye to record it. And after some hand-wringing, Motown released it on the Tamla label. It spent 2 weeks at number one on Keener in February of 1972, and What's Going On is listed in Rolling Stone as one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
Recorded it, but it came from the heart of the Four Tops, Ronaldo Obie Benson, who left us this week at the age of 69. And that's this week's Keener Podcast. Our thanks to John Freese for contributing some of the Four Tops rarities to this week's show. If you're in search of a Keener classic, John can help you find it. Write to Freest John, FreestJohn at sbcglobal.net. And send us your requests and feedback by clicking the contact link at Keener13.com. The Keener 13 podcast is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, And we'll use those great Pam's Keener jingles courtesy of Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions. Visit Jam online at jingles.com. We're back again next week with more Keener Magic. And we leave you with one more Four Tops favorite. It's their cover version of the classic Left Bank tune. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by,